Want to make your picks in the 2012 NFL Draft?
With the 21st pick, the New England Patriots select Chandler Jones. With the 25th pick, the New England Patriots select Dante Hightower.
Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email your picks to webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Fred and the gang, live from Patriots Draft Headquarters inside Gillette Stadium.
All right, back here in PFW in progress, Fred, Paul, and I don't know where Paul is. Paul left about 20 minutes ago and hasn't returned.
Is there a camera?
There must be a camera somewhere. He's probably doing a Patriots Today hit on the
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yep.
While we were away, the Steelers picked Mike Adams, offensive tackle out of Ohio State, 6'7", 323, big guy. The Broncos are on the board.
That's a great pick for the Steelers, too.
Well, they need help. They
need offensive line help. They picked one earlier,
right,
too. So.
Right, so they really need. I was reading some Pittsburgh reaction on the web last night, and they're thrilled because they...
Yeah,
because
they've had issues the last two seasons at the end of the year with the O-line being decimated.
So they're definitely picking for need, and they made some good picks. Fred writes in, he says, I simply don't understand if they like Wilson as a second-round pick. They should at least knew that no one else would have probably be picking that guy prior to round four at the very least. A genius should have traded that pick for a few more picks or maybe drafted a draftable guy like Sanu or Khans with that pick and trade a seventh next year for a seventh this year and pick our safety.
Dope!
I mean, one can only guess that maybe they got wind that someone else was interested in him. I mean, I don't know.
And you know what? Is he really worth it? Okay, so let's say one other team did have interest in him. Is it worth it?
Yeah, I don't
at
know.
That, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You can, our friend Todd in Nova Scotia just tweeted me and said, Bill's building a team, not collecting talent. And I just replied to him, believe it or not, you can do both.
Yeah. Mike Reese's take after he goes, he said Bill Belichick went off the draft radar with the selection of Tavon Wilson. The scouting report on Wilson, who ESPN's Scouts Inc. did not project to be drafted, is that he's durable and versatile, has a background on special teams. Those are characteristics that are sure to appeal to the Patriots. Media analysts are likely to call this pick a reach. It's a pick that reflects how the Patriots don't view things through the same lens as media analysts. At this point, Wilson could factor in the cornerback or safety mix, so it would be dangerous to read too much into what his presence could mean for those already on the roster.
And bam, I got it.
Yeah, he's also not seeing it through the lens of the rest of the NFL.
Let's see. Jay says the best scouting report he could find was on Bleacher Report. And P.S., I agree, Andy. Ron Zook, where is he these days? Of the streets. The pick has Patriots' recent second-round defensive back history written all over it.
Yep. Just so you know, they are still waiting for the conference call with Wilson, so my guess is they're having trouble finding him.
Finding his phone number.
And him, because he probably didn't expect to be drafted, so he probably didn't.
Well, that's a good point.
2012 NFL draft.
That's a good point.
The Denver
but if they have his number, that's easy to
Brock Osweiler.
That's a good pick for the Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
That
like
is
that.
A great pick for the Broncos, a developmental guy behind Manning.
Yep.
He's going to be a star
be a good quarterback.
4 years.
You like him?
Yes, I do.
Very
I like him a lot.
Very much.
Little raw, little bit of a projection,
but
little scared about his height. I have that thing where at some point you become too tall, and he's very tall, but behind Manning, I like it.
Oh, is this the guy that's like 6'7"?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like him a lot, too.
I like it. He could play.
The Buccaneers are on the clock. Tim writes in, reading multiple summaries of Wilson's play, it seems the most notable and highlighted glaring hole in Wilson is his pass coverage. Shouldn't a safety who is drafted to a team that is looking to help its pass defense be able to cover, especially in the second round? Seeing as how Pat Chung is a decent run stopper, shouldn't the safety he'll be working with on field be more of a pass defender?
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir here.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. John in Marietta, Georgia, says Bill told the scout to call Wilson after the draft. Instead, the scout accidentally called Wilson as the second-round pick.
What happened?
It was a mistake. Brent says, with the next pick, the Patriots will select kicker Eric Scalavino. Seeing they are picking guys who are not on any list.
They're going to waste picks.
No, this might make sense.
Sure.
I have no formal artistic training.
Yeah, formal football training, though.
Wilson in Vermont says, thinking optimistically about Wilson, the Patriots have an excellent track record of drafting off-the-radar late risers, Edelman, Slater, Castle. The second-round pick is a waste, but what do you think the odds are the guy makes the team and contributes?
Well, he's going to make the team. I find it hard to believe they're going to draft and cut a second-round pick.
Right. That even the Patriots don't do that.
Maybe they IR him, but he's not getting cut.
Yeah. Let's see. The Buccaneers
right
are choosing.
With the Bucs' latest pick, they traded up for.
To announce the Tampa Bay Buccaneers selection, please welcome from Florida State University a fourth-round draft pick in 1999 by the Buccaneers. The most valuable player of Super Bowl 37, Dexter Jackson.
With the 58th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Lavonte David, linebacker, Nebraska.
Okay.
He's a solid player.
Buccaneers take a linebacker. Eagles are on the clock. Now, could there be a move here with the Patriots?
No.
Okay.
Well, because you'd be trading up.
Right.
You need to trade down.
Well, maybe there's somebody else that no one knows about that we really want.
Trumaine Johnson and Reuben Randall still on the board.
Yeah. That's the most disappointing part, too. All this talent that's still out there. I'm wondering
we're wasting them. The Randall thing. Trumaine Johnson, okay, he's a small school player. You know, there's some off-field questions a little bit. I wonder why Randall's... What happened there?
I don't know.
I mean, he is the lone Green Room member, right? The one of the top 26, theoretically, that's remaining, and we're now, where are we, 59, 60?
Yeah.
So that's an interesting one. I wonder if there's an injury or something that we'll find out later.
Craig writes in, the only thing that kept me from doing something crazy after that pick was the vision, Melissa Stark. I've been searching the net for info on Wilson, and all I can come up with is he's a good guy.
Yeah, that's fine.
He seems to be a good guy.
That's great. Sign him as an undrafted rookie.
Let's see. Walter Football.
Angry A-hole Eric's back.
Walter,
you agree with me.
I know, but you get so like...
I know. You get offended. You get very offended.
And you don't get upset and
no.
go on rants.
No.
Never.
I keep an even keel.
Sure.
I don't get too high.
Right.
I don't get too low. It's all right here.
Yeah.
You ever hear that website, Walter Football?
No.
Well, it's
Mac?
Walter Camp?
Well,
Walter
Camp? No, it's called Walter Football. But anyway, they have Wilson ranked as the number 8 safety.
Okay,
right.
So
did NFL Draft Scout had him as number 7 in a bad safety class.
So that means there were 5 other safeties they could have drafted.
God!
Todd McShay says Patriots picked Tavon Wilson. He was not projected to be drafted at all.
Yeah, no kidding.
Fred, you can't rationalize this as a good pick.
I'm not.
Okay.
And don't do it tomorrow either.
Yeah, you can't do it tomorrow either. Well, promise. Put your hand in the air and say, I'm not going to make this sound like a good pick tomorrow.
I might tell you what they think.
They like him. I know they like him.
Sure.
I know they have a reason.
Yeah, he's
it's
versatile.
Not right.
He's a nice kid.
It's wrong.
Yada, yada, yada.
Blah, 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 blah.
If the rest of the world thinks the guy sucks, then you shouldn't draft him in the second round because you could draft him in the 7th.
Right. That's called
That's bad value. We are going bad value, Fred.
Yep.
Right? Is there anything wrong with what I just said?
If it's true, no.
It's true.
Although I did hear that San Diego liked him and was picking right after.
Is that right?
Somebody upstairs said, now let me look at it, San Diego, that he visited San Diego and was a late riser and San Diego kind of liked him or something.
But I made that point to Fred. Even if that's true, it's not like he's worth that much that you need to hurry up and get him and waste a pick.
As you know, there's other fish in the sea.
There's plenty of other, exactly.
Well, that's the point is.
None of them bite. But
no, the point is if San Diego did indeed want him, and then you would have to hurry. But your point is that even if you miss him, there's other guys out.
Exactly.
Right.
He's not that good.
Mark writes in, I've been scratching my head on this pick as much as anyone, but I can only think of two responses. One. This is Sebastian Vollmer, 2012, a guy many people thought would go undrafted. No, they didn't. I don't think Vollmer was thought to be going.
God, no.
No.
His arrow was going way up from his pro days.
They might not have thought he would get drafted in the second
round.
And
he was a non-combine guy, right?
Yeah. He was a non-combine guy, but people thought he would get drafted.
Yeah,
this guy was rising into like the 6th round.
Why the heck
didn't rising into being drafted at all.
Why the heck didn't we pick Kendall Reyes, Peter Kahns, or Mike Adams, all potential first-round picks who might fit our system, or at least induce some team to trade a 7th rounder to move up 5 picks?
No, but here's the thing. Okay, they wanted a defensive back. Andy and I both said that before, that the pick here should be a defensive back. plenty of other talented defensive backs that they left on the board.
Boykin, Sickening. Johnson, Taylor.
Yeah, even if you wanted to go with the safety position, the Iloka kid from Boise State, you had plenty of choices.
Who?
They're all still there.
Right. Yeah. No, I know.
Anyway,
it's a head-scratcher.
Mark says, anyway, Bill Belichick is the Loki of football, not Avengers Assemble Loki, but more the Norse god of legend.
What's a Loki?
He likes to make mischief and prove he's smarter than everyone else. That's why he releases every defensive back on the team and then starts two undrafted free agent cornerbacks on a Super Bowl run and plays a safety with practice squad fodder prior to last season.
No, you know why he does that?
Because
he has Tom Brady as his quarterback.
Yeah. Imagine how many Super Bowls they would have won if he actually knew how to draft well.
How many games they'd lose if he didn't have Brady?
Everyone sucks but me.
I'm embracing the hate right now.
Justin from Rhode Island, according to NFL.com, the only player graded worse that has been drafted so far was Wolf to the Broncos, and they played video of him on ESPN and had nice things to say about him. What does that tell you about Wilson?
Yeah, because we know he was going to, they knew he was going to be drafted.
But he is Kuiper's guy, so they would do that on ESPN. He thought he was going to be a first-round pick, so. And there's Vinny Curry comes off the board. He would have been a nice Patriot.
Vinny Curry to the Eagles.
Instead, we got a Jag.
I didn't like his cheap shots on tape.
I'm
okay. A lot of cheap
shots.
Shots.
I'm fine with cheap
shots. I know you are.
It's a physical game.
He looks mean. Vinny Curry goes to the Eagles at 59. The Ravens are on the board at 60.
We're getting close. Two picks away.
Then they're followed by 49ers.
We could be
and then
done with the draft.
That'd be the only good thing about this night.
Shane from Florida says, I just read some info on Wilson. He isn't worth a second rounder, but he seems solid. If you haven't found this yet, I read my info on the National Football Post.
We've read plenty. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy.
We've read enough.
We like good guys. I'm a good guy.
No,
doesn't
not.
Mean I can play.
Jay says, fantastic show. One thing to say about the Wilson pick, and to use Patriot lingo, that was not a value pick.
Nope.
All we hear is that the Patriots are all about value, and this pick goes against everything they supposedly stand for. Very curious.
Don't worry. Fred's going to hold Bill over the coals in the press conference and get to the bottom of this. Bill, this is bad value. What are you doing? No one else wanted him. Why would you take him in the second?
John says, how many times have I heard, I don't care who they pick, just pick someone they want and go get them, especially from Eric. Eric,
true.
Bill does not do this to hate you. I doubt he even knows you exist.
That's true, too.
That last part of that is right.
And you have said, if they want a guy, just go get him. Don't trade down.
Right.
So they wanted a guy, and they went and got him.
Right.
They did that yesterday.
They did it
first
today,
round.
They did it today,
right.
too.
They didn't trade down.
No, but they drafted talent.
They reached.
They may have reached, but if they liked him, they wanted him, they went and got him. They don't have a seventh-round pick. They couldn't draft him in the seventh, so they had to take him in the second.
No, they could have signed him after the draft.
Not if he was drafted. And there were chances he was going to be drafted late, potentially.
Potentially.
If they thought San Diego liked him. Now, maybe they thought San Diego was legitimately going to take him next. I don't know. All these stories will come out in the next day or two.
Sure.
And blah, blah, blah. But to be fair, that is a criticism of us. Because I've said the same thing. Dude, if you like a guy, just take him.
Right.
And they took him.
Right.
Well, Fred's starting to make the
But you got to pick the right
he is.
Guy.
He is.
But it's still bad value.
Is Paul still with the company?
Well, he might be waiting for
the
press
conference. I think he found a camera that wanted to talk to him.
Okay.
He might be waiting for the conference
call.
No,
I think he really is waiting for the conference call. No one can find. What's his name? Tavon?
Tavon Wilson.
Wilson.
Just go on. John and Georgia.
Wilson!
John and Georgia says that Bill lost a bet and chose Wilson by throwing a dart. Everybody at home, what do you think the Let's go to the podium.
We'll see what Matt Stover says they'll do.
Actually,
and then I'll say that's what I was going to say.
Matt Stover didn't take the pick away. I thought the commissioner was coming back out again.
With the 60th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Kelechi Osemele, tackle, Iowa State.
Oh, so smelly. All right.
I don't know if I had him. What did I have on him? Let's go to the tape. He's no worse than the Wilson pick.
Luke,
I'm just going to keep
while you're looking, Luke says,
was he a guard?
Did all of the bad GMs of the past 20 years just enter Bill Belichick? I mean, no one heard of this guy. No one. This is not a good pick at all.
Ooh.
The pick is only good if he becomes a Pro Bowler and only. I was so happy about this draft, but, well, not. I am just downright pissed now. In Belichick, I trust, but seriously, what the F? And what is the chance we take a good player at 62, especially now?
This guy's a good pick as a guard. I think he played tackle, but
he's
going to be a guard. And I liked him. Good experience. His feet were his issue. When you get him inside, that becomes less of an issue. It would be funny if Al Davis jumped into Bill's body. And hi, Lindsay.
Maybe that pick was an ode to Al Davis.
Maybe.
You know, But he would have to be like a 4.2 40.
I kind of thought Bruce Irvin was the Odell Davis.
That's true. He would have had to be a speed demon.
Right. Joshy writes in.
Joshy.
So having taken time to relax and calm myself down after the pick, it makes perfect sense now. The Jets took Stephen Hill, so obviously Bill wanted to get someone to defend the deep ball and prevent Hill from hurting us twice a year. Therefore, Tavon Wilson suddenly becomes the obvious pick we all should have expected. Obviously, a great free safety is the answer to an outside speed burner like Hill. Never mind any of the 10 corners who were ranked higher than him. I can instantly think of 10 defensive backs I would have preferred. And Bill we trust is all I can say, and hope that all hell that Bill is right. That's right.
It's all you can do. And Bill we trust. I wouldn't, but it's all you can do.
What's the matter?
I think they were doing drills in one of the war rooms. Like, the guy was in a three-point stance and somebody was behind him.
Whoa, hey,
things
now
are slowing down.
Hey, now. Andrew writes in, everyone rails about them not trading down, but how do we know if they didn't try? Even still, I wonder how they...
Whoa. We didn't say they had to take somebody crappy if they couldn't trade down.
Even still, I wonder how they come up with these guys. And I do mean they. This can't just be Belichick watching a random Illinois game and falling in love with Wilson, right?
Oh, it could be.
No.
It could be.
No, I will not make out with you, Lindsay.
That's boring.
She just whispered into my ear, and it was awkward. Boraphil. She's like, you want to make out later?
This guy could make All-Pro, and Andy would think it's a bad pick, and he wouldn't be entirely wrong. Andy, we get it. Move on. I really thought
The mean and cranky one. Not me.
You're mean and cranky.
I really thought they were going with Brandon Harden from Oregon State for this pick. He's a former cornerback projected to safety, and according to NFL Draft Scout, he was draftable.
Patriots traded their pick, according to our friend Derek again.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, we're not on the clock. Green Bay's gosh darn it,
we're out of the second round.
You know this has been a good night for Derek in Arizona.
What happened to San Francisco?
They haven't picked yet.
49ers are up. So.
Sons.
The Patriots have moved out.
How much longer do we have to go through this?
You see some boosh.
Question is, what do they get?
Yeah.
They got a fifth, so they can draft a guy who shouldn't have been.
Do you have the full draft order?
We need details on this trade. Quickly.
Come on, Derek. Help us out.
Who's first?
Why is the media people asking the listeners for the
details? First person who gives us the detail on the trade gets a PFW pen.
We have those?
Yep. We sure do.
Is the ink dried up in those yet?
Nope. First person who gives us the exact details of this pick and trade gets a PFW pen.
Why is he talking like that?
49ers are on the clock. Jay thinks it's time for an Andy rant.
Picks 90 in the third round. Okay. And 163 in the fifth round.
So a third and a fifth.
90 and 163 okay. Acquired.
A third and a fifth.
Lindsay gets a pen.
Yeah.
You dropped your ID. 90 and 163. So we have a third and a fifth. I can only imagine what they're going to draft in the fifth.
Third and a fifth. All right. Well, we got to come here Saturday.
But we've got to come here anyway. We had a radio show to do.
I'm only kidding. Jack and
Lindsay, you want to do it now?
No.
Is that your perfume? Lindsay, it's very nice.
Oh, thank you.
It really is. It's wafting over here.
Creepy time,
friend. it smells good.
I think that's like borderline sexual harassment. Yeah. Now it's definitely sexual harassment.
Oh, Fred.
You're the boss. Fred. You can't do that. You're in a position of power.
God. Put a wrist in my nose. What am I supposed to do?
Our show should make cots
what
bigger.
What's going on?
This is great.
Jack.
It's on the record. And your phone lines are lighting up over there, and you just ignore them.
Jack in Virginia says, give Wilson a chance. Let him show what he can do.
Yeah, we'll give him a chance.
Bro. No, you won't. I guarantee you won't.
I will give him a chance on the field.
He'll break on the ball, cut in front of Brandon Lloyd, pick off the pass, run down the sideline, and you are as stubborn as they come. You will not give him the benefit of the doubt.
I will give him the
benefit. No, you won't. I know you. Paul.
You imagine Andy calling anybody stubborn.
Yeah. I'm not stubborn.
Yeah.
No,
he's not stubborn.
Marvin is in Connorsville. Hey, Marvin, you're on the Ace Ticket Hotline.
Do it. Lindsay wants to do it now. I have to go.
Marvin.
Hey, guys, you there?
Yeah, we're here.
All right. I think that the pick last night that Pete Carroll did, he was trying to prove how much smarter he is than everybody. Bill just got a little jealous and thought he'd had to try to top that.
That's a good observation, Marvin.
But the pick that Carroll, people knew who the guy was.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I know, but, you know, he always fancies himself as he's so much smarter than everybody else. He's the smartest guy in the room. And, I think Bill just got a little jealous of that and just had to go out on a limb here and pick somebody nobody ever heard of.
Okay.
Andy's right. It's an absolute wasted pick.
Well, that seems to be the consensus right now, Marvin. Absolutely.
In the 2012 NFL draft,
this is the 49ers selection.
The San Francisco 49ers is proud to select LaMichael James.
Ah, LaMichael James from Oregon. Goes to the 49ers. So
staying on the West Coast.
A little shake and bake in the backfield there. Mm-hmm.
Love the player. Don't love the team. They had Kendall Hunter, who I think does some of those kinds of things. Obviously, they have Frank Gore. Not sure it makes a lot of sense for them. I love the player, though.
Kevin is in Reading. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Is that bad, Kevin, or good, Kevin?
This is Kevin from Reading.
Oh, okay.
I can see why, people are upset that, this guy wasn't one of the, hyped or, maybe projected as a late round. But the fact of the matter is we don't know anything about these guys. Most of the guys that get selected in the first round will be a flop. They'll either be an outright flop, or they will not be worth the first round pick that was used to take them. So I all this upset, all these people upset and getting carried on about, this guy. Hey, I never heard of him, but I have heard of 98% of the guys in this draft. And the one other thing is Eric is killing me. Just the whole outright negativity angriness that's just coming from him. Andy's calm, cool, and collected.
Oh, come on.
He's practicing being French. The French hate us, and Eric hates us.
Is he wearing a beret?
Yeah.
Kevin, do you watch any college games? Just out of curiosity, I don't really care about the anger factor for everybody else.
Yes, I do watch college games.
You watch college football, and you never heard of 98% of these guys?
Okay, you got me there. But you know what I mean. You watch them, you see them. Maybe you see one Oklahoma game a year, you maybe see three or four UCLA games. But it's not as if I'm focusing on every single guy.
I think it's very disrespectful for the people that do this for a living. And I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about draft people. People like Nolan Naraki, Mike Mayock, Mel Kiper, Todd McShay. These guys, they watch everybody.
We got another pick coming up.
They watch absolutely everybody, and they evaluate everybody, and they didn't really evaluate this guy.
Casey Hayward.
Do you think Bill just did this before the pick?
No, I think that Bill is just like anybody else. He's human.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they make great picks. Look at getting Gronk and getting Hernandez, and they'll piss them away just like anybody else. And if you look at the track record of these guys, would you say even the best, whoever the best guy right now is drafting, pick the guy in Pittsburgh. If you ever listen to a Pittsburgh radio station, they talk about how they just can't draft any decent linemen.
All right, well, but how many of those guys did they take that the draft experts said didn't have draftable grades in the second round?
Well, all I'm just saying is everybody just kind of completely upset. You never know about these guys. You get these guys in there, and they turn out to be, every year, you guys probably, there's one or two guys that you're like, oh, geez, they drafted that guy. Then you get them in there, and you see them, and you're like, okay, I could see why they took them.
Well, is it okay that I'm happy about what they did last night?
No, hey.
Because I'm really excited about what they did last night. I just want to know
too.
If that's okay.
Oh, yeah, me too.
This really isn't pointed at you. This is really
no. I know you're not pointing at us directly, but I'm just saying there's a difference between.
Well, Eric, I am a little bit.
But yeah. But there's a difference between wondering about whether or not you took a guy in the second round that maybe someone else thought was a third rounder, or you took someone at the end of the first when some people had him going in the middle of the second. This is a guy they took in the middle of the second round that NFL draft scout thought was possibly not a
undraftable
player.
Yeah.
You know what?
I mean, that's an evaluation of 200 players.
Hey, you know what? Maybe he is, he'll be a miss. But he's also a guy that, there's guys that fall through the system every time. It's not like this guy was a one-year starter and he played five or six.
Okay,
games.
So let's say he hits.
Okay,
let's say he hits and he makes it and he has a good career. I think they probably could have gotten the same guy in the fifth round.
Okay, like you say, if he hits and he has a good career, a couple of emails ago, he said the only way this pick is good if he's a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. If he's a good player, he's a good player.
No, I kind of do, yeah. Paul.
No,
I,
he doesn't have to be a Pro Bowler.
Well, then why else would you reach for him then? I mean, because you could have gotten him anyway.
Could have gotten him anyway.
If he's a good player, then you're proven right. I understand Kevin's point. If he turns out to be a good player, I mean.
But you can be proven right by picking him up as an undrafted rookie.
And had a lot of
maybe.
Picks.
Yeah. We don't know that.
Yeah. Right. Or you could have gotten somebody else who was equally as good or better.
Eric, maybe. You know what?
Maybe. We don't know that.
No, but I this is where I kind of agree with that other emailer.
No, I think, I think if he turns out to be a good player, he's a good player.
No, I know, but you could have gotten him and had more value with other picks.
Maybe.
Wait a minute. Yeah, you're saying you could have picked him up as an undrafted free agent.
Or no, just later in the draft, traded down and out, you know, out of that round and got him elsewhere. Unless the Chargers were going to take him in the next.
And
pick.
And how often? How
are we
often,
going
by
over
the way,
that report that had him? He visited the Chargers,
right.
So we're worried about the Chargers taking him in the second
and
round.
And how often does that happen?
I don't know.
No, I mean, how often does it happen that a guy that nobody thinks is going to be good ends up becoming great?
Yeah.
How many times does it happen?
Well, it happens every year. I mean,
great, becoming great.
There's guys all the time that come out of nowhere and become great, but that's not the point here.
But there again, for this guy to be a good pick, he doesn't have to be a great player. He could just be a real good safety. He could be a good safety, like Eugene Wilson's first 3 years with them. If he's Eugene Wilson's first 3 years, and he plays 6 or 7 years with them, it's a damn good pick.
No, that's what Paul said. If he's Eugene Wilson, he'll be happy.
Yeah. Yep. I think Eugene Wilson was a good player.
Yeah.
Eugene Wilson was a borderline very good player. Remember? I can
early in his career,
remember
he was on the cusp
two
of
years
being
in, we were saying Pro
next
Bowl.
Pro Bowl.
He's going to be in the Pro Bowl. And then we were saying, down the road, this guy looks like he could have a long, very productive,
yeah.
And it just,
and then
the bottom fell out.
Yeah, he sort of petered out. But, I mean, I think that what Kevin just said, I think is accurate. If he starts off like Eugene Wilson and sustains it for 6 or 7 years, then I'm not going to be complaining about this pick.
Even if he just starts off like Eugene Wilson, we won't be complaining like we are right now.
If he starts off and he only lasts 3 years, then, you know, it'll be an okay pick.
It'll be a lot better than most of the second-round picks we've had in recent years that they've cut, right?
Thanks for the call, Kevin.
Kevin's upset.
The Giants have the last pick of the second round. Let's hear it.
He is now.
The 40th overall pick in the 1993 draft by the New York Giants. Defensive end, Michael Strahan.
His ass? The commissioner's ass? He's on his knees behind the podium taking a picture.
We know a lot about that.
With the 63rd pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the world champion New York Giants select Reuben Randle, wide receiver, LSU.
There goes Randle, end of the second round.
Good pick.
Wow.
Make up for the loss of Manningham. And
all right, let's take one more call, then we'll take a break.
Giants.
When we come back
Mario
from the break,
Manningham.
We'll have our sit-down with Dante Hightower and Chandler Jones. But let's first talk to Tyler from Danbury. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey.
Better
hey.
Last night.
Yeah, right? Hey, listen.
You are angry.
The goodwill is just gone. All the goodwill just sucked out.
No, but Kevin's right. He's angry.
Listen. I'm
passionate.
Furious because it pisses me off that we pass on guys like Clay Matthews,
yep.
And we back up and we, like, trade and think those guys are replaceable later in the second round and stuff like that. But then we have guys like this who we think are irreplaceable at any point in the draft. I don't understand the process, like the way that they're thinking about this right now.
But we have to be careful because they've passed on guys that suck too, guys that we wanted them to take that never panned out, never turned into anything. There's
like
been plenty of those.
Like our edge guys.
I know. Right.
Everett Brown and Larry English.
Clay Matthews has become the poster child around here.
Right.
But a lot of us didn't want him. I didn't want him. I thought he was an overrated special teamer. I was wrong. But they weren't going to take him no matter what. They didn't want him. They didn't think he was worth where he went in the first round and that he was going to be some great player. It happens. But they've also made some good moves, and it's like anything else. Some of these questionable picks have been good. Some of the questionable picks have been bad.
But this is a real outlier.
This is a real
bad
one.
I think this is the amount, like, this is such a reach that it makes it, you know, that they sit there and go, okay, we don't love somebody like Clay Matthews, so we're not going to pick him because we think that we might get better value later in the round. But, you know, this guy, we really think that there's no replacement at any point later in the draft. That's what kind of bothers me.
But they're not saying that, I don't think.
And I think this is the first time I can remember where, you know, they've drafted people ahead of where they were projected.
Right.
But once we found out, like, oh, okay, this guy was, you know, this award winner.
And Sebastian Vollmer was the guy, I think, that's similar to this. Yep. He was a second-round pick a couple of years ago. He wasn't invited to the combine. And not a lot of people thought he was much more than a fifth-round pick, if I recall.
But he had a good bowl game. He went to one of the bowl games and impressed. I will say, a lot of these guys that they've overdrafted or we didn't know have kind of worked out for him. I mean, Matthew Slater, they drafted him to be a special teamer. He's a Pro Bowl captain special teamer. Yeah. Julian Edelman, they drafted to be a developmental return man and slot receiver, and he worked.
And both guys they could have gotten without having drafted.
That's how I feel about those two.
This guy might be the second coming of whatever kind of safety you want, but it's the fact that they drafted him in the second round. They have to pay him second round money when they could have traded back, pick up more picks.
But now we're being hypocritical. I mean? The emailer 5 minutes ago is hypocritical. We've said if you want a guy, just take him. It doesn't matter whether you could get him at 72 instead of 37.
Right.
Well, they wanted him.
Bring up too. I don't love him, but as you said, like, I mean, I personally hate the pick, but I mean, you've mentioned before, you know, Andy, that like if you like a guy, just go get him.
Well, hold on a second, Tyler. I think the point that I think we were making with that, Andy, was that if there's a guy on the board that generally everybody has on their board, but has him ranked at various spots, like you might say he's a fourth rounder, I say he's a third, Paul says he's a sixth. Okay, he's on everybody's board, and there's not a consensus about where he should go. If you think you like him and you want to take him wherever you want.
Right, right.
The consensus with this guy was no one was going to take him.
But we don't know that.
So wait. And,
the consensus among
But is he really worth...
What do they call mediates? Mediates?
Is he really worth wasting a pick?
I have no idea. Well, I don't know that the pick is wasted.
About value, and they don't even... I mean, this is the ultimate... overreach and overvaluation.
Maybe, exactly. Unless the Chargers were going to take him at the very next pick.
Okay.
Then he isn't.
Okay, so fine. I mean,
then you wanted him and you got the guy you wanted ahead of the other team that was going to take him. Right?
Every year there's people that sit there, like every team floats out names that they might be taking just because they know another team's interested. I mean, this might be, you know, this might be that type of situation.
No
you know,
team knows another team's board, so it's all speculation.
Well, no, but that's the thing. Like, we don't know their boards, but I mean, we can watch ESPN and look at all these draft analysis and see, you know.
Yeah, but none of those people know either. Right. That's all garbage. That's all noise.
No one mentioned Wilson.
That's all noise.
Right, well, that's the thing, though. They don't know specifically, but they can sit there and, you know, and guess or have an idea. You know what I mean? Like they talked about how, well, we traded up past, you know, Ravens because they wanted Hightower. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know specifically if they want Hightower, but.
Or Gronkowski years ago.
Right.
That's
got another pick coming in if you want to listen to it.
Yeah, Dwayne Allen started the third round for Indianapolis.
The St. Louis Rams select Trumaine Johnson, defensive back.
That's
Montana.
The pick they should have made.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Tyler.
All right. How's it going, guys?
All right. Tyler putting up a good defense. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we had a chance to sit down with Dante. I got to get that right. Hightower and Chandler Jones. Different interview than you've already heard on maybe Patriots.com or on the radio. So stay tuned for that after the break.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
What would make your business better?
Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a business checking account, Better Banking is a package of business solutions with preferred rates and better resources, along with customizable options designed to fit your business perfectly. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. Let us show you how dedicated we can be to your business. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Browns! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation and account set up. Fee may apply in some states.
All right, back here in PFW in progress, and we are proud to be joined by the latest Patriots, Donta Hightower and Chandler Jones. Guys, welcome to the Patriots. Has it sunk in yet? You guys are first-round NFL draft picks.
Most definitely. After they traded up the first time, you know, I thought I was going to be the first guy to go. But, you know, obviously it was Chandler Jones. But then, you know, after the second time they traded up, I mean, I knew it had to be either me or Courtney. And the fact that they already drafted Chandler Jones, I had a pretty good feeling it was going to be me.
Yeah, it haven't sunk in yet at all, you know. I was picked, you know, like he just said previously, I was traded up. They traded up
right
to get me. I think they traded with the Bengals. But I don't think it's going to sink in until I see my actual jersey. See my jersey, and when I see, you know, my locker, that's going to say, hey, you know, I'm in the NFL. You know, I travel here. I just flew in from Syracuse, New York. But it's just all a blessing from God.
Now, so, you mentioned your jersey. What numbers you guys want? Can't wear 30 anymore, right?
I want number 99. Is there number 99? Please tell me.
It's available.
It's available now. It's
available.
Yeah.
That was Mike Wright's number, right?
That was Mike Wright's
number. Retired. Yeah.
99. So, yeah. That's the number I'm going to have.
So what about you, Donta?
See, that's outrageous.
You wanted 99 too?
No, I wanted 30, but I can't have 30.
Uh-huh. Well, unless you want to move to running back. You're pretty versatile, so just go to defensive back.
I played a little running back back in the day. Well, let's just list me a cornerback, but I'll just come in the box a lot. That's what we'll call it.
In the box corner.
Quote.
I do have a request for you, Donta. We were doing stories on you, and you know how they have the word check in, you know, the computer.
Spell check.
Now.
Yeah,
spell check.
Autocorrect.
Your apostrophe is really giving us problems. So
it's a real pain in the ass.
In front of the T. Because it keeps making
– you type in D-O-N-T apostrophe, the autocorrect makes it – puts the apostrophe before the T.
I had the same problem. Like whenever I got my new phone and I changed my number, I have to text all my friends and say, hey, this is Dante. It does that too at the same time. So this is what you got to do. You got to go into, you know, into your settings and fix it to the words that you put in.
Right.
So then you can
like you're a first document. Round pick. I guess you're worth it. If you were a seventh rounder, I wouldn't bother changing it.
I appreciate it.
So what did you hear about New England before you got here? Or, you know, did you pay attention to the NFL? Because a lot of college players, you know, really, they you know, worry about their own games. They don't watch a lot on TV when it comes Sunday. Did you guys pay attention to the NFL? And what were your impressions of the Patriots before you got here?
Yeah, for me, I want to start. It's basically, you know, straightforward. You know, this organization is straightforward. It shows a lot from my perspective, a lot of success, you know. And I'm just excited to be a part of it now, you know. Like I just said previously, it's surreal almost, and it hasn't hit me. But the New England Patriots, it's just a team with a lot of success.
Doctor?
The first two things that come to my mind and what's been known, you know, worldwide about the Patriots is, one, you know, Super Bowl champs repeatedly for, no, I don't know how many times for the last 10 years. And two, it's cold. that's it. But, you know, in all seriousness, though, I'm definitely glad, you know, like Chandler said, to be a part of this prestigious organization. I mean, it means a lot. You know, the Patriots don't draft up too many times to get people. The fact they've done it two times in the first round to get me and Chandler, I definitely feel honored and really respected. So I'm definitely proud to be a part of the Patriot Nation.
And you keep moving your hand, and you come from a place that has some bling.
See, you got a pretty big ring on right now.
he's doing that for me. You know? I don't have any rings on my finger, so he would.
Yeah, nice watch though. It's pretty nice.
It's not that. I mean, just, you know, if you ever watch Coach Saban talk, I mean, he never not uses his hands when he talks. So I think he probably sleeps like that too. So.
Yeah, but he's got rings on too. That's
why he's got a lot of them.
Right. Showing him, when he's recruiting you, he's showing you the rings. Come with me, and I got rings.
You know, now, Chandler, you have some brothers who are pretty good athletes. Mm-hmm. Have you challenged the Gronkowskis to, you know, some type of wrestling match yet? Because we have the Gronkowski brothers, you know, Rob and
– kind of more into wrestling.
And they're know? Also from upper state New York as well.
Yeah.
I haven't reached out to the Gronkowskis, but hopefully we can maybe set something up.
Pay-per-view, three-on-three tag match.
I like it.
Yeah. Now, your brother is in the MMA world, mm-hmm. But you're in football. How come – he chose that, and you chose this, and how come that?
I have two brothers. One brother plays for the Ravens, Arthur
right.
Jones,
right?
And my other brother, John Bones Jones. He's a light heavyweight champion of the world. I'll brag about him all the time.
That's cool.
But
on his good side.
He wrestled. He wrestled in high school, and he wrestled in college. You know, I took the basketball route. You know, he became the light heavyweight champion of the world at the age of 23, you know, the youngest light heavyweight champion to ever live. But he helps me in football, believe it or not, physically, you know. Going into this last year, I went and trained MMA. I did some sparring. I did some speed bags, you know, heavy bags. And it helped me with my hands, you know, playing the defensive line, you know, being an elite pass rusher. You want to have fast hands.
And that's actually becoming more popular. Yeah. I know Clay Matthews and some of those guys started training with MMA in the offseason.
Right,
so. Right, definitely. So hopefully we can get Dante to come train with us a little bit.
Now, did he? did your brother used to beat up on you when you guys were kids?
No, he was the middle brother. He didn't beat up on us, not at all.
But he takes it out on other.
But now he would.
Yeah, now he does.
Now he would. And I always get the question, you know, who will win in a fight? And I'm always like, you know, he's paid to fight. John Bones. Jones,
right.
I sit there and fight with him.
All right, we have an assignment for you guys because we also do the team newspaper, Patriots Football Weekly, and obviously that photo you just took with the number one jerseys of Mr. Kraft, that'll
it's
be
gonna
the
be on
cover
our cover
next
yep.
week. But we need cover words, and we like to have something kind of catchy or funny.
Like, for instance, last year we drafted Nate Solder, played at Colorado for the Buffaloes, so our headline was Buffalo Solder. So we need something catchy
you guys
for the two of you guys.
Catchy? First of all, you already are friends, clearly. You already got this back and forth, bragging about rings and making fun of each other. You got anything catchy that we can use for cover words?
You know what? It took you 12 hours to get here. From Syracuse, so I'm gonna let you have it.
okay.
Come up with something catchy.
You know, my flight was delayed due to maintenance, aircraft maintenance.
Drove. I don't know. Got in your car and drove.
Exactly, 3 hours, right? I'm thinking.
Well, you don't have to tell us now. We have until what, next week?
Yeah. Keep it, I mean, something catchy.
Yeah, I'll shoot you a text and I'll text it to you.
All right, well, guys. Welcome to the team. I know you have some other commitments. They're putting you through the car wash, we call it here. It's going to be a big year for you, and the Patriots fans are excited about getting you. We definitely need help on defense, and we're looking at you guys to do it. So, welcome to the Patriots.
Especially
excited.
You, right,
Thank
Chandler? You.
You
compared yourself to Julius Peppers and Alden Smith.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
was that you?
That was good. Yeah. A little bit of pressure, though. Those guys, you know, people expect 10, 15 sacks, boom, right out of the gate.
We'll see. We'll see.
And just so you know, Donna, it gets colder, much colder here than it is right now.
Yeah,
so you better get used to that.
I'm going to bring the heater every game. I have my own personal heater.
Heater seats.
Just bring the heat. That's all.
Yeah, bring the heat.
All right. All right.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be right back after this.
If you're a business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all.
My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide C-pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Have an opinion on what the Patriots have done thus far in the draft? Call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Fred and the Gang, live from Patriots Draft Headquarters inside Gillette Stadium.
All right, we are back live now here at Gillette Stadium, day two of the NFL Draft, and we're in the third round now. With the eighth pick of the third round, 71st overall, the Redskins are on the board. The Patriots are now back in the third round. They have the 27th pick of the third round. We'll be here until 10 o'clock taking your emails and calls. Webradio@patriots.com is email address. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. What did you think of that interview, guys? That was good.
They were good.
To those guys.
I got good first impressions from both of them. I especially liked Chandler Jones. He just seemed like
so happy to be.
Yeah,
here. Yeah.
Just still in the honeymoon phase. You know, like reality hadn't hit him, and wide-eyed, kind of a starry-eyed kid, as opposed to Hightower, who's kind of been through all this before, with playing in a bigger program, winning a national title, kind of had been there, done that, more of an attitude. But both of them seemed like they got along very well, too. They hit it off, obviously, at the combine, as they said. And
it was a long day for Chandler Jones
because
he had the flight canceled and for mechanical. You know how that is with the delay. So that always you're not always in a good mood when you get to where you're going after something like that. But he was just like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah. I wish them both the best. I think they're both good young guys, and I think they're going to, given the chance, I think they're going to be able to contribute right away here.
Yep. Webradio@patriots.com. Amar writes in. He says, since we have no more information on Wilson than we had 5 minutes ago, and I think we're best off waiting until more information comes out on him, I wanted to ask about our first rounder, Hightower. Do you think he'll ultimately become a starting inside linebacker? And if so, who does he replace? I'm a big fan of Spikes, and I think that Mayo has got enough range and coverage that he could play some downs as a coverage outside linebacker. But the permutations need to keep all three on the field are making my head hurt, since Hightower has played downs as a defensive end as well, although I'm not sure if that was a 3-4 or 4-3 defensive end. Basically, I'm asking, who do you think will be starting this fall?
What do you say? I think it'll change from week to week.
I think Spikes and Mayo will be starting.
At least,
But, Spikes could be staying in the middle while Mayo moves more to the outside. We saw some of that last year. They could have Hightower come in there next to Spikes. I mean, it's really the starting part to me doesn't really matter as much as who's out there on the field for the most of the possessions.
Yeah, I think initially you'll see Hightower. I mean, I don't know. Listen, I'm just making guesses here. I think Hightower will start as sort of a specialist. I think he'll come in on third downs and do some stuff that way, provided everybody's healthy. I think, he's great insurance because, as many people pointed out in their analysis from last night, both Mayo and Spikes have missed time.
Yep.
The last couple of years with various injuries. Mayo, significant time in 2009 and last year.
Right.
So you have a guy that can plug in and play in place of those guys and have a bigger role. But I think if both Mayo and Spikes were healthy, then I think you might see Hightower come in on third downs and do some things in the pass rush that I'm not sure Spikes is capable of.
Okay. James writes in, and Bill, we trust. BS. Round one, he gets a grade of A. Round two is an F. Four picks in the first 62, and at the end of the day, we get Jones, Hightower, some bum not even on the draft board. Third round pick worse than the one we had. Fifth round pick, which is like picking the best available crap for the practice squad. I'm so excited. Glad I wasted 2 hours watching ESPN. Wow. I'll tell you, it turns really quickly.
Well, Fred, I'm posting this to the blog now. It was a terrible trade, according to the trade value chart. You lost. You gave away the 62nd pick, got 91-63 back. The point value of 62 that you sent away was 284. The combined picks you got back was 167. That's a deficit of 116 points, which is equivalent to a third-round pick. You lost. You just gave away a third-round pick.
All the good that they did yesterday just got
all the
erased.
Value you got yesterday, both
got
those
wasted.
Trades yesterday, you either got equal value or you were the winner in the deal based on the trade
value chart.
They must
be really sure about this guy.
No. This is irrelevant of the bad pick you made.
Right.
This is
the
clearly
trade itself.
You just wanted to trade down. You just needed to add picks, and the only person who would even consider
the trade.
The Packers.
So what did
and
we
they
get?
Said,
we got 90 and what else?
163.
90 and 163.
You lost in that deal, Paul, you lost a third-round pick, essentially. A low third-round pick, but a third-round pick.
Craig says...
Value. Value-based system is back.
NFL Network has yards of footage of the Cal punter, but not a lick of our second-round pick, F.
F.
Did he write the letter F, or did you just say
no,
F?
He had the symbols.
Oh, I thought it meant F as the pick.
No, that's even
funnier.
No. Yeah. Greg Bedard's take, according to Christian, says this one was a big shocker, even among the NFL scouting community. I don't know how much about him. Bill Belichick obviously had his reasons for drafting him, so here's a few comments from NFL scouts when asked, who is Tavon Wilson? Quote, good question, big surprise, tweener type. He's been a cornerback and a safety, so there's some position flexibility. Little rich for me that high in the draft. Another guy said, our guys don't even have him graded high. They must have seen something specific they like. Another scout says, tough physical run support safety, liability in coverage. And then Bedard says, keep in mind that Patrick Chung will be a free agent after this season. He's more of a strong than a free, like Wilson apparently. That's all I have for now. So that's Bedard.
Andy, our guy, Olivier Vernon, just went.
Olivier, where did he go?
Miami.
Oh, he didn't go that far then, huh?
Yep. Chargers are on the board. Let's see. Brent says, how do the Browns get more for a third-round pick than the Patriots get for a second in a trade? What is going on?
Because the Browns weren't making a mockery of the system.
Oh, is that what?
See, Eric.
This is
Eric,
why they don't like you,
Eric. That's why they don't like you.
Andy said that last year about the trade with Philadelphia.
Different.
Oh, okay.
Classic
okay.
rant though, right. last year. Yeah.
No, but it is different. Clearly, we came in today saying he wants to trade down. He wants to add picks. There was a goal in mind.
Mm-hmm.
He needed to
at any cost.
And clearly, no one else wanted to play along, and
everybody,
this is all he could get.
And
maybe
everybody
they
had
the,
to
the
know
Paul
that.
Thing.
Everybody
I'm
had to know
you.
That.
Screw you. I'm not trading with you.
Do you know what I'm saying,
so
though?
So finally, he got Ted Thompson to say, okay, I'll do it, but you're going to take
you're
it here.
Get, yeah.
You're not getting value.
But it's like
that's
when you
different
decide...
than just saying, want to trade picks? You pick one ahead of me. I'll swap with you. What? That's stupid.
Yeah, it's like when you decide, I'm trading this guy. You know, and you don't get value for him because everybody knows you're going to trade him. So if you can't trade him, you're going to end up having to release him, and I'll just sign him anyway. So you get less for him than you might have. You know, everybody knew that the Patriots were really determined to pick up some late-round picks. So I think they took one on the chin.
Kamani writes in, great show.
Or somewhere else.
Andy.
Great show. Love
you just
the argument.
Can never just let one go.
But you got to get on top of your guys in charge of audio. Your levels come out really weak or over-modulated. It varies from minute to minute.
On hey, Junior, what are you doing over there?
On Tuesday's show, your compression was screwed up and you sounded like chipmunks. They are ruining your show. Fire someone. Oh, wait, we can't do that.
What?
Whoa!
Oh, hey, now!
Wow!
Hey, Spider, you don't take no
right.
crap from no one.
Oh, my goodness.
That's good.
Are you even getting paid back there?
All right. Sorry, he's not even getting paid for this nonsense.
Then kiss his ass!
By the way, another safety just went that I would have rather have had.
Oh, me too.
Brandon Taylor from LSU.
I think we're going to say that a few other times.
Frank from Everett.
Seventh round.
It's
kind of redundant at this point.
I'd need to know more information, but probably.
Love the show. Never miss it. I think the Pats should go for Rainey or Sanu if available. Either would be a boost to the return game. If we stick with defense, I would hope for Boykin or Markell Martin.
Well, why are they going to take Markell Martin now?
Why don't you talk into the...
Why are they going to take Markell Martin now? They took their safety.
Or,
Another person has a problem with the audio. What's going on?
Junior.
Guys, get on the board.
Whoever was messing around with stuff up there messed up the audio for about 2 or 3 minutes.
Who was?
It was fading in and out. I don't know. Something...
Was it Paul?
What did I do?
Did you touch the buttons, Paul?
I'm sorry, Fred.
So we sound okay now?
You guys are fine now.
So these emails are from a little while ago?
Yeah, it was from about 10, 15 minutes ago. You guys were going in and out. We got the problem fixed.
Was that during the interview, the taped interview?
No, it was right after the interview.
Aron in Melbourne
says...
It's
just not when I put my mic down and I keep talking and then I pick my mic back up.
Well, that's part of the problem,
stop
too.
Doing that.
Don't do that.
As we have in one of our opens, you guys need to talk into the microphones.
Okay, sorry.
Aron says, and he's in Melbourne, why is Eric so arrogant to believe that he knows that Tavon Wilson wouldn't have been drafted?
All right, listen.
It might well be a bad pick, but he's just assuming that the media, people like Mel Kiper and Mike Mayock, know exactly where everyone belongs. He's got no idea how many teams would have had him on their boards or where people would have prepared to take him. I've heard rumors that both the Falcons and the Lions were considering taking him in the second round. Go back to spending the show in silence and commenting on how mistimed the drops are. Wow.
We're analysts. We're paid to analyze and give our opinion. If you don't like it, go somewhere else.
Wow.
Eric puts the anal in analyst.
Eric. That's why they hate you.
Good.
Are these the same people still playing football on the field?
I think they are. I was going to ask you if this was like a full-blown trial. I think it's Tavon Wilson. I
was
think that's
that
why we drafted
ago?
Him.
I mean, what are they doing?
By the way, we did work him out at Illinois, Tavon Wilson.
Well, I hope we worked him out.
Seriously.
He had one workout with the Patriots, and it was at Illinois.
We weren't going to pay for a plane ticket to bring him.
We're still not.
No, instead we had to pay to go see him.
Jan from Australia.
Angry.
I have not emailed in a while, so I thought I should chime in and say that you guys have been doing a very good job with the draft coverage, so keep it up. Just want to put in my two cents about the players selected so far. I love the first two picks of Hightower and Jones. The pick of Wilson, obviously not so much. I get the frustration of Patriots Nation, but we need to hit the brakes a little bit. Bill Belichick knows what he's doing. Not one person listening to the show is in any way an expert on the draft, except for Andy, who will claim he is.
I don't listen to this show. I am this show.
Just one question. What is your opinion about Stephen Hill to the Jets? Fred will probably say that he's a bust.
No, he said it doesn't matter. He doesn't care.
Anyway.
No opinion.
Give you an opinion.
I'm neutral. Thanks for the coverage. Keep it up, Eric. Have fun in France. And remember, if she has an Adam's apple, she is the right one for you. What does that mean?
It's a man. And
she's a man.
Oh, really? Only men have Adam's apples?
You really?
Adam?
You really?
Really?
Adam?
Women don't have that?
You know Adam?
Yeah.
Adam and Eve? Adam was the man?
I know, but I didn't know. Men
ate the apple.
Yes.
And
oh, really?
You really?
Where is Brooklyn Matt? Brooklyn Matt, can you please send an email ripping Fred for being a total and complete moron?
You really
moron.
Didn't know that. Or you're just being a... Are you just playing?
I didn't know. I didn't know.
Oh, my God.
That's way worse than I think I've never not known.
I just figured, you know, some people...
He just thought it was Darth Vader.
Like, you can't see my... mine doesn't show.
Because you're too fat.
No, but
there's too much fat covering it up.
I can't see yours either.
If I go like this, you can't.
I can't see it.
If I go like this, I'll walk away from the microphone.
I cannot.
You can feel it.
Right.
Don't have
but a lot of people, you can see it, and some you don't. I just thought it just...
The people you can see it are men. If you don't, you can bang her.
But... Do they have one? Do they have one and you just can't see it?
Banger. I don't even
I don't
know
think
her.
They have one.
Really?
No. They
I know they
one.
Don't have the extra rib. But
they don't have that. That's why it's called Adam's apple.
Are you sure they don't have it or you just can't see it?
Want me to get Lindsay?
Oh, my God.
And you can touch her neck? Make this even more awkward?
Stop.
Why? You do it.
Yes, I know.
Don't you go touching
Eric's
woman.
You're a married
woman.
Man.
Yeah.
If you touched her neck, Eric, you'd have to change your pants.
Tim and Fresno, what the F?
Yep.
Andy, I want you to sack up and ask Bill why would you take someone who we could get in the seventh round or as a free agent? Andy, I'm counting on you.
Last time I asked a question like that, he walked off and called me a mother bleeper.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
When was this?
A few years ago.
What, you asked him a draft question and he told you to...
Oh, no, it wasn't at the draft. It was during the season.
No, Andy, I think I said that, Andy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like
you
under
remember
his
that?
Breath to me.
What was
wow.
that?
Wow.
I asked.
I remember the results. I don't remember the specifics.
He had said something like, "I mean, we're not a terrible football team. I mean, it's a football team that's won 10 games this year or something." And I said something like, "You always tell us, you know, what happened last week, last month is irrelevant. Why are you now choosing to remind us that you won 10 football games?"
Oh.
And he gave like a quick answer.
He did.
Andy!
Don't you love when Andy,
I didn't say it.
Don't you love when Andy pretends he doesn't really say it into the microphone?
No, I
if I mumble it really quickly, people won't know what I say.
Unbelievable.
You got Junior up here blushing, for God's sakes.
Plus the kid, you know.
The 7-year-old.
That
you cut off. He probably said that to you when you hung up.
I still am intrigued by that whole thing.
What?
That Fred hung
up on a 7-year-old kid didn't just call us.
Apparently he tried to call 4 times yesterday. And
but does he just listen?
Weird.
Does
something
his parents listen?
His parents must have put him up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might
and you
like
just
us.
Blew him off.
Yeah,
like
I
that,
can't believe
that bothers
that's
me.
I didn't blow him off.
He
I
did.
Took a little time and then I hung up on
I
him.
I didn't get a chance to ask him if he had a girlfriend.
Oh, look, they're coming. The military just found Tavon Wilson. They're coming up. They're coming out on the stage at the draft.
See, it's okay if Fred makes the jokes. If Eric had said that, it wouldn't have gone over well.
Is this all military? Hypocrites. Who are the guys in regular clothes?
Hypocrites.
I don't know. Paul in Yorkshire. I've been listening.
Bill's calling because I told that story.
I've been listening to you guys for about a year, but rarely got to listen live, but had to email tonight. After the optimism of last night's pick, I just feel Eric is going to a high-class French brothel and ending up paying for the cleaning lady. I do trust Bill, but why use a second-round pick for a player who adds not much more to the team than any Jag we could get off a free agency last month? Love the show. Keep up the great work. So, anyway.
It's an odd pick, there's no doubt, but it's not going to dampen my enthusiasm for what they did last night.
Good, Paul. Let's go to the
for last night. Of course not.
Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Terrible. Bill is in Carlsbad. Hey, Bill.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, Bill.
Well, first of all, I wanted to call in to defend Fred.
Okay.
Because
always
you guys
welcome.
Were just talking about. That's right. You guys were just talking about Adam's apples before, and women do have Adam's apples. They're just not as pronounced.
Thank you.
That's what I thought. I knew it didn't pop out.
Right.
Unbelievable.
That's not what you said.
That's not what you said. Unbelievable.
This is why he's Mr. Draft.
Thank you, Bill.
He could never be wrong. He covers every base.
Bill, do you want a job? Because I might
sure.
have an opening. Yeah.
Yeah, I guarantee you make more money than me, Bill.
Yeah, I don't think you'll want the job when you hear the particulars.
You have to work.
Actually, it's my dream job.
Every day.
Oh, boy.
For no money.
Oh, I don't know. It wouldn't be a big deal for money for me. I want to go into journalism, so I know money's not good in there.
Oh, you don't have a job? Do you have a job now?
It doesn't have to be that way.
How no, I'm only I'm a senior in high school.
Oh, do you have a girlfriend?
I'm going to prom next week.
Have you and your girlfriend ever consummated the relationship?
Andy, stop it!
What are you doing? All right, You got anything else, Bill?
It was a drop in from
Matt. I know that Andy likes Daquan Menzie from Alabama.
Yeah.
I just wanted to. I never really heard anything you said about him. I just wanted to hear your thoughts about him.
He was their corner. Bill. He moved into the slot in some nickel situations. But Nick Saban has said he really thinks he's a free safety in the NFL. But I'm guessing he's kind of what Tavon Wilson is supposed to be. I mean, a corner slash safety, versatile defensive back. But
special teamer.
No. I think Menzie's going to be a decent player in the NFL.
No. This guy.
Yeah. But I think Menzie can play
he
in the NFL.
He talked a lot about special teams in his conference call.
Oh, Jesus.
Wilson.
We drafted a special teamer in the second freaking round.
Malcolm Williams.
He didn't make the team.
No, this guy's a lot better than Malcolm Williams.
When was Malcolm?
Malcolm Williams actually was on the Super Bowl roster.
And Malcolm Williams was.
I know.
Malcolm
I'm
Williams
saying,
was a backup in college.
I know that. I know.
At least
that's
guy started.
This guy was an honorable mention all Big Tens his last two seasons.
Right.
Yeah, but he's still not a second round pick.
No,
I'm not saying that, but he's not Malcolm Williams.
How many teams were in the Big Ten until now? 12 or 10? Are they at 12 or?
I think it's 12 now. It was 11.
It was 11 before.
It's been
that.
11 since Penn State was in. I think
so there were 22 starting safeties.
Nebraska made it 12.
So at minimum of four are making the all-conference team, first team, second
first
team, right?
First team, second team, yeah.
So he was at best the fifth best safety in the Big Ten last year.
Plus they may have had three teams. Who knows?
Yeah,
right.
It could have been.
So
yeah.
he could have been the – I mean, yeah.
Peter writes in from Northern Ireland. Great show, as always. Classic PFW, and it wouldn't be draft weekend. We didn't have something to rant about. I love the first two picks, especially Hightower, whose flexibility, control yourself, Eric, could be a big factor. Can he be a quality NFL pass rusher? Thanks, guys, for
Fred
all your hard
lost
work
all control.
This weekend. Please hook me up with whatever Bill's smoking. All right.
Russell Wilson goes to Seattle.
A lot of people.
Seattle's having a terrible
draft.
That's
a bad pick.
A lot of people.
I love Russell Wilson, but third round, man, my God.
They took their third rounder in the first and then their sixth rounder in the third.
A lot of people emailing in about Adam's apples. Women do have them. Eric.
Yes, we know, but it's the bump. Some men have really big ones.
You said they don't have
No, I didn't.
Them.
I said I don't actually
know. You have
know.
Really big ones.
I said
you to talk like that.
Right.
No, I said I don't know for sure.
Oh,
I assume they
know,
must.
You don't know anything
That's
for sure.
That's not what you said.
I said bring Lindsay in here
so
we can check.
You yelled all over me when I asked the
he
question.
He did, Fred.
No,
I
didn't.
I
just
did.
Couldn't
I
believe you never
played back for
Paul,
you.
Paul, I know he did.
I couldn't believe you never heard of an Adam's apple. Even I got on
oh,
this.
Oh, I heard of an Adam's apple. I
well,
know
you didn't.
Didn't you claim you didn't
now
know
Now you're
it was.
Saying something you didn't say.
I know what an Adam's apple is. I said.
That's not what he said.
I think he said he didn't. He thought that women had them too.
Right. So. Everybody knows what an Adam's apple
you
is.
You didn't until 5 minutes
no,
ago.
Again, do we need all our listeners to back me up again?
Sure. Show's going to be off anyway, and I don't read the emails.
The storm in your noggin is blowing, and you're not listening. Dan the Byman says, can Wilson cover Hill? That's the only reason I can think of why Belichick did that. Is that right?
No.
That is
no.
What's going to happen.
And he can't.
They didn't know the Jets were going to take Stephen Hill.
I think he's being sarcastic.
No, Hill had already been gone.
Chris in San Diego, interesting and great show. Why does Nesson say Wilson is known for blazing speed, but no one knows him? Also, folks in civvies with military were wounded warriors.
Oh, thank you. He ran
so
a 4.52.
Once again, we made fun of people.
I didn't make. Yeah. I asked. Who asking a question.
But he's
is,
not a. He's
4.52. It said.
Yeah, that's not blazing.
That's not
no.
blazing. No, sure isn't.
Sure isn't.
Wow. People doing everything they can to justify this pick.
Blazing You're not playing speed. Cornerback in the NFL at 4.52.
He's not playing anything in the NFL.
Who are you, Gresh?
That's just some similarities.
Yeah. Size.
Kamani says our audio levels haven't been consistent for a year.
Can't blame that on Junior.
So isn't that the stream sometimes, though?
We stream?
I guess it could be.
Don't
yeah.
don't cross the streams.
Yeah. No, but like. Things get compressed and, and slowed down and effed up.
Patriots and Patriots fan in New Orleans, Dave, says, hey, guys, wacky draft. What's up with BB? Genius, and then he outsmarts himself. Anyway, we will have to let it play out before we can lose faith. My question, during the draft, does a team announce their pick to other teams and then other teams who want that pick have an opportunity to get their man by trading, or once the decision is made, is it a done deal?
Yes. Once the card is handed in, it's a done deal.
Done deal.
Yeah.
And they don't announce it to anybody. They might call people in trades, and if you wanted to, I guess you could say, you know, we're going to take so-and-so here unless you want to take this pick from us. But you don't have to tell anybody. It's no prerequisite.
Right. Let's see. Joe says, why didn't we trade both second-round picks for first next year?
Because we couldn't trade anything. We got a terrible deal on the one we did. No one wanted to trade it. Paul's right. They knew what you wanted to do, and they said, F you, we're not doing it.
Okay, all right.
They got terrible value on that trade, so I can only think another trade would be even worse value. So your dream, Fred, of trading 48 for a one next year, DOA
wasn't happening. According to the Patriots fan in Nebraska, the anagram generator for Tavon Wilson comes up with Vane Owl Snot. All right.
Wait, they actually have that?
Oh yeah, I have it on my computer. It's like an anagram maker. You can plug in any word, and it'll tell you what the anagrams are.
Why would you ever need that or want that?
Football things you don't care about.
You never know.
You should use it.
You never know.
I was going to say, you're off the hook now for the whole year.
53 options a year right there every day.
If you're decoding things.
Bill Belichick would be a good one.
What would be the anagram for him? Yeah. Somebody can do that.
I am God.
Good thing there's not an O in his name.
Strippers confirms, or Greg Bedard says what you were saying about how they got ripped off on that trade.
He stole it from Andy.
Probably. According to the trade value chart, the Patriots gave up 284 points and got back 166.
Right. That's a wicked deficit.
Wicked.
That is un-Belichickian. Or Ernie Adamsian.
Adamsian.
I don't think Nick will be getting any pats on the back in the press conference for that one.
Is it Nick Caserioian?
Yeah.
Caesarian?
Caesarian section?
Let's see. Seattle comments.
I felt like it when
Andy and Paul were talking about Seattle having an awful draft after their recent pick, while the NFL Network was showing Pete Carroll in the war room, hugging guys and rubbing shoulders, acting all jacked and pumped like they just drafted Andrew Luck. Total irony. Some things will never change.
But he, yeah, that's what he does. Yeah,
and I'm sure they like their picks.
They got Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it's Irvin and Wilson, three rounds too high apiece, at least. At least Irvin has a position. What's Wilson going to play? Is he going to be a quarterback?
He's tiny, and I love the guy.
Why are you yelling at me?
I think he's I think he's got a lot of things that. I think he has a lot of things going for him. I just don't know if he's big enough to play quarterback.
He's not.
NFL.
He's 5'11", isn't he?
Yeah, but you know, didn't Pete have Seneca Wallace for a while? Or was that before he got there?
I think he got rid of Seneca Wallace.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
Seneca Wallace is similarly small.
He's 5'11"?
I don't know if he's that small, but he's small.
5'11" is like Flutie almost. Not really.
But. All right,
Flutie pretends he's 5'11".
Well, listen.
Why don't we hold on for one
it
more?
It was great.
That's
going to be it for this edition of the Patriots Draft Special. But we will be back tomorrow at noon
to talk about this pick and the other
for another 3 big hours of draft talk.
Two tomorrow.
No, I think we're going 12 to 3.
You're going 12.
No, we can't. We have to. No, I don't think so. Seneca Wallace is only 5'11".
Anyway, we'll be back at noon tomorrow. The Patriots have another pick this round of the 27th and a pick in the 5th, as it turns out. So we'll have more to talk about tomorrow. We'll see you then. I've been to hell and back again.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.